genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hello, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. That's 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the county, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is school days. Each of my guests will talk about a school-related issue. My first guest is running for the Port Hueneme School Board, part of our ongoing look at the candidates running for public office. He's the third candidate of four that we will interview. Now, why are we talking to members of the candidates for the school board? The reason's simple. These are the unsung heroes that are out there every single day serving the public need, and they exemplify the virtues of selfless service for the greater good. And in this case, it's the good of our children. So he'll be our first guest. My second guest will teach us how to fight obesity by being more active and eating correctly. She uses a technique called instant recess, which ties right in with our school theme. My third guest is the fourth and final candidate running for the Port Hueneme School Board. So let's get right to it. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Scott Swenson is the third of our four candidates running for the Port Hueneme School Board. Welcome to the show, Scott. How are you today?
Good morning, Brian, or Bill.
Good. It's good to have you here. Speak right into the microphone.
Okay.
Now, I'm doing this with all of the candidates. I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself to the public, the voting public out there.
Well, my name's Scott Swenson, and I've lived in Oxnard for the last 33 years or so. And I've been on the school board before, served about 9 years from 99 to 08. One thing, if you don't mind, I'd like to make a little correction. It's not the Port Hueneme School District.
It's not?
The Hueneme School District.
The Hueneme
school. Elementary School District.
Got it.
And it covers about two-thirds of the city of Port Hueneme, and it covers probably the lower third of the city of Oxnard. So a lot of people think it's all focused in Hueneme, but it's not. It's got schools in both.
In fact, it doesn't even cover all of Port Hueneme.
No,
it covers
doesn't.
Two-thirds of it and then part of South Oxnard as well.
Yeah.
Thank you for correcting that.
Generally, the boundaries are south of Channel Islands Boulevard and west of Rose Avenue.
All right, good. All right, well, let's get into it, and we'll ask you the same question that we asked all the other candidates. And the first question on the list is, why did you want to run for the Hueneme School Board?
You know, for me, it's kind of a sense of public service. I served 30 years as a policeman in Oxnard. Most of that time was in South Oxnard, in the area where the Hueneme School District covers. And I was closely tied to the schools and the students and the families. I've been in many of the homes of our students. Got a real sense of the issues, the needs, the concerns of that community.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so it's part of the public service spirit that you've had and that you've carried throughout your career that you want to serve. All right, now you have been on the board and not on the board as well, but if you're elected this time, what is it that you are looking to improve or change by being on the board?
Well, one would like to improve a whole lot of things in our local schools, but the fact of the matter is that improvements usually are driven by funding, and the funding right now is pretty problematic because most of our funding comes through the state, and I think the best thing we can do for our schools right now is careful management, because until more money comes, talking about new programs and those sorts of things, I'm sorry, but is pie in the sky. As long as the state has troubled finances, you're going to find all of our local schools do.
All right. So the financing and managing of the finances is job number one for you. What makes you uniquely qualified to help manage those funds more so than, say, the other candidates?
Interesting question. I think that probably the best thing in my sense is that I have a true understanding of what the community wants and needs because I've been in the trenches. I've been in this community for a very long time, know the people, know the needs, know what the kids need. We have a huge English language learner population, and how to meet those needs with the current flow of money is a big challenge. I think we've taken some positive steps to ensure that we do the best we can for our kids.
Okay. All right, great. We're talking to Scott Swenson, everybody. He is a candidate for the Wainimi School District. He corrected me. It's not the Port Wainimi School District. It is the Wainimi School District. And, Scott, let me ask you this question. It's one that I asked all of the candidates. How do you plan to balance the needs of the students, the curriculum, the parents, the teachers, the administrators, and to what extent do you need to balance all of those things?
Well, I'm not quite sure balance is the correct term when you use all those interested parties. Everything should be done in line of what the students need to learn. Every other issue, the administration, the teachers, the parents, are all support for that goal. And I think one of the things that's really interesting that I've found in the Wainimi School District, and having been a police officer in Oxnard, we have several school districts. One of the things that I find very interesting about the Wainimi School District is, in a lot of ways, it works as a family. Everybody has that grassroots feeling of these are our kids, we want our kids to succeed, and that's what comes first. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about the educators, the principals, the cooks in the kitchen, or the gardeners. It's what's best for our kids, and that should guide everything. It's not trying to serve all these other groups. They all come to the table with what's best for kids.
Well, now that's an interesting comment because nobody before you has made that comment. So what do you think instills those family values, that family connection, that camaraderie that you talked about, that all parties, some of whom would naturally be at odds with each other's administrators might be at odds with teachers or parents at any given time. What makes everybody so harmonious in the Port Wainimi District? How does that happen?
Well, in the Wainimi Elementary School District, I think the thing that is key is that there's that focus on the kids. Now, I'm not trying to convey that we're always harmonious. There are competing interests for salaries and what program comes first and those sorts of things, but it becomes an intelligent dialogue between people that have got the focus on the kids. We had a discussion earlier prior to being on the air about participation in school activities by parents. And I'll tell you, going to an elementary school in a lower income community and finding that the cafeteria is packed to the gills because parents are there is very interesting because two of my children went to schools in a different district, and it was hard to see parents coming out to, they weren't coming out to functions like, you know, open house and whatnot. The population was there, you know, the schools were about the same size, but the parent participation was down. We've got parents that are out there and that are active in the schools, the open houses, the PTAs.
Okay. We're talking to Scott Swenson, everybody. He is a candidate for the Wainimi School District, one of four candidates that we're going to be interviewing over the next couple of days. And, Scott, you've probably seen the documentary or at least heard about the documentary, Waiting for Superman. The basic premise in that documentary is more money and more charter schools is going to solve the education problems in this country. How true is that?
Well, I've not seen the film, so I can't speak directly to it. I think money is the prime issue. Charter schools, there may be a place for charter schools. I'm not exactly sure what that place is, but I think the basic issue is the flow of money needs to be consistent to school districts, and it needs to be a set percentage of the budget, the state budget, and we need to stick to that. And unfortunately, we spread our money out through a variety of programs in the state, and education, depending on how fat the pockets are and which political groups are active at the time makes it, you know, play on how much funding goes to local schools.
Well, Sacramento would tell you that the funding is consistent, may not be consistently good for all the school districts, but it is consistent from year to year to year. So, again, I guess we come back to this money issue. If you know how much money the school district is going to get, then that should allow you to set your course for the balance of the year. And what role as you as a school board member do you have in setting that course?
Running a lean school district where you don't have a lot of frills, but you deliver the goods in the classroom. That's, to me, the shortest answer I can come up with.
Okay. All right, good. Now, you have been on the school board in the past. You were appointed, and I think we need to make that clear. Tell us the story about being appointed to the school board, and then I'm going to ask you, during your time on the school board, what were some of your significant accomplishments that you may have? So first tell us the story of how you were appointed, and then what did you do while you were appointed?
I was actually first appointed in 1999 when there was a vacancy on the board. A board member was moving out of the country, and actually the board member's father, Marvin Peddle, encouraged me to get involved, and because I had had community involvement, had had some involvement in the schools. And so I went to a number of school board meetings and monitored them and watched what was going on. And when the time came for the vacancy and apply for the process, I did, and the board members selected me. I would say at that point in time, most of the school principals knew me from my visits to school, so I was not a stranger to the school system. I served on the school board from 99 to the election in 2008, where I lost my position in the election. We had a longstanding school board member, Elaine Garber, who served on the school board for, believe it or not, 50 years.
That's incredible.
And she chose to retire earlier in 2010, and so it created an opening, and I was one of several candidates that applied for that opening, and the board, I think, having known me from past service, selected me to fill out the remainder of Elaine's term.
All right, so you filled out the remainder of Elaine's term, but let's focus on the term that you had, 1999 to 2008. Mm-hmm. That was your longest tenure there.
Yes.
What were some of your accomplishments during your tenure?
Well, I think there were a couple of things that were really important to me. Some that I played a role in, some that occurred, I think, because we created the right environment. I'll go to the right environment first. You know, we have a tremendous set of issues tied to English language learning. And I had mentioned to our superintendent at the time, Dr. Fraze, in about 2000, hey, there's a program called dual immersion at another district. Have we ever considered that? And he said, well, there's a lot of barriers to it, but it's a very good idea. Academia supports it. And we created an atmosphere where our educators, when they hear of a good idea, they can put it forward and bring it to fruition. And one of our schools, Bard Elementary, their staff decided to develop a dual immersion program and brought it to the board, and we were thrilled with it. And I think creating the right atmosphere where educators can apply their trade and think of new ways to solve longstanding problems is the right kind of tone a board needs to convey.
All right. Now, before you leave that point, just so that I'm clear, what is a dual immersion program?
Well, it's a program that's 4 to 6 years long where when you enroll your children in an elementary school at kindergarten, you have the option to put them in this program. And in the case of the Bard program, the children start, and it's a half-day completely all English, a half-day completely all Spanish. And they even have different teachers for each half of the day. And as they go through kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, by the time they get to fourth and fifth grade, they tend to be fluent in both languages. And it's exciting to see. Now, in our culture in Southern California, being able to be fluent in both languages is key. I know as a police officer in Oxnard, those who struggled with being able to speak Spanish had difficulties getting the job done. And, you know, it's a huge issue in our community. And if you're going to be in any kind of public sector job, and I'm not just talking about publicly employed, but people who serve the public, mm-hmm. having both languages is helpful.
All right, good. What other accomplishments did you have during your tenure?
We did a number of school improvement projects that were funded by bonds, and some of those were just huge. Specifically, Larson Elementary School had a layout that was not particularly safe, and I actually live a couple blocks from the school, and there was some properties purchased and some redesign of the grounds, which I think has made the site a lot safer, and those bond issues also upgraded the classrooms to better serve the primary mission, that's educating our kids.
Okay, great. We're talking to Scott Swenson, everybody, a candidate for the Wainimi School District Board. And Scott, in just the about minute that we have remaining, you're speaking to thousands of people right now. What would you say to convince those people to vote for you?
Well, I think we've said it right here on the air. You know, you need to have people on the school board that are tied to the community, that know the details of what are the needs of our local community in South Oxnard and Port Hueneme, and how to best educate our kids. And I think our incumbents that are on the board have done that. They have been involved in the district for, you know, 20 years or more, and in a variety of roles, from PTA to volunteer programs to, in my case, I served as a police officer in the community, and I was involved in our student attendance review board, looking at truancy and discipline issues. You need to have people who have got that kind of experience. And I think your incumbents, and being one, have got that experience.
Okay, great, Scott. Now, if people want to learn more about you, they like the sound of your voice, what you've been saying, where would you direct them to go to learn more about you between now and the election day, November 2nd?
Well, probably the best way is go to the Wainimi School District website, you know, just a Google search, and there's a page on there for your board members, and you click on my picture and send me an email.
All right, there you go. We've been talking to Scott Swenson, everybody, candidate for the Wainimi School District, part of our ongoing series where we're talking to the candidates, candidates that aren't running necessarily for the top jobs in the state, but the jobs that really need to get done. This is where the rubber meets the road, and it's people like Scott and the other candidates that we've met yesterday and today that are really getting the job done. So thank you, Scott, for being on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy.